And we're back on KID, Neil Larson, along with Julie Mason.
And we have Rod Furness with us. He's the representative for District 35. Rod got a hold of me late last week. We were chatting about this new law in Idaho that takes effect on January 1st that requires you to have insurance in order to register your car. And Rod was willing to come on and kind of clear everything up for us. So good morning, Rod.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hi, Rod. It's good to have you with us. You might have heard our discussion about this in previous days, or not, which
or
is
not.
Fine. Totally confused when I read this story. I was kind of operating for a while under the assumption that you had to have 2 months of insurance and then you could register your car. I mean, it was just sort of confusing the way it was presented and written. So you give us the straight dope here. What is this bill? What does it do? And why is this an issue?
Thanks for having me. I wanted to clear it up, and I appreciate you letting me come on, because on social media it was going the wrong way as well. And I had the opportunity to write this bill from scratch. It was quite a heavy lift, and to do that, thank goodness for the leadership in the House that allowed me to do that. They've been trying to get this bill passed for 10 years and been unsuccessful. But the meat of the program is that the way it works is that we've matched the computer with insurance data. So we now can go in, every company sends their data to the state of Idaho, we match the VIN number with the insurance. What happens is the first month, the VIN numbers and that are they're matched. The first test, we were able to test this bill before we actually passed it.
Mm-hmm.
The first time we tested it, there's 345,000 vehicles were without insurance on the roads in the state of Idaho.
That sounds like a lot of vehicles.
It was. A lot of those vehicles, though, were new vehicles. They would just come on the system. So we were able to hold those vehicles in that time frame and then check it a month later. A month later, there was about 275,000 of those vehicles, so now had insurance. At the second month, about 200,000 didn't have insurance yet still.
Yeah.
So what it does is it matches that VIN number, holds it at the first month. We check it for 2 months. At the end of the second month, anyone that's not insured will receive a notice from the department, from the DMV. And that notice will say you have 30 days to get insurance, or your registration will go off the vehicle. At the end of that 30 days, and even on the 29th day, we've written in the bill that they can email that in. They can fax it in.
So they don't have to go stand in the line at the DMV. There's lots of ways for them to submit proof.
In fact, we don't want them to go to the DMV. It's not at the clerk's office. It's not at the county office.
Yep.
I had that discussion with the county clerks. I learned a big lesson. It's a good story. I'll tell it another day. But we don't want you to go to the county for this. Everything can be done online. It's a form online. The biggest trick in this bill, if there is one, is that if you have a registered vehicle and it's not insured, which is possible, you might, you have a Corvette that you drive only in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
And with that Corvette, you maybe not insure it in the wintertime, so store that Corvette.
Okay? Right.
Well, when you store that, you just have to let DMV know that it's a stored vehicle. Once you have that status, and it's an online form, or you can fax it in, email it in. You don't have to go anywhere. You can do it from your pajamas, at your microphone, right? And once you do that, the DMV just says it's stored. When you put the insurance back on the vehicle, it matches up again. And so there's nothing you need to do at that time. It's a pretty automatic process. If you leave insurance on your vehicles, you never have to do anything at all.
Okay.
So I had some concerns that this was going to be a logistical nightmare, that there was going to be a whole bunch of additional paperwork with that. You're leading us to believe, no, that it's actually just a report that's sent to the DMV.
That's right. There's nothing that you have to do. If you insure your car 12 months out of the year and you've complied with the law already, there's nothing that you have to do. It matches automatically. It really is just a matching bill. And then if you store it, that's when you need to let DMV know.
Okay, so Rod, is this a situation then that the computer systems are not, I guess, capable enough to recognize, for these months it's not insured because it's a storage vehicle and these are? It's a more simple presentation, so you've got to clarify it.
Yeah, and there are some companies that you can actually go in on your app and it says, do you want to store this vehicle?
Mm-hmm.
At some point in time, we will be able to take that information from the insurance company. And when you hit that store button, DMV will know that it's stored. Yeah. And then when you put the insurance back on, it'll match up again and be totally automatic and totally automated.
What about situations like a project car that if somebody's working at my pace, it might take 3 or 4 years actually to get it to a place where you're going to drive it. Mm-hmm. What is the requirement there that they don't have a need for insurance because they're not going to be driving it for a while?
And they may not have it registered during that time either. Now, there is a catch there, and there is another law that says if you have an unregistered vehicle on your premise, you have to declare that as property, as part of your property tax.
Okay.
And you're taxed that way on an unregistered vehicle.
Okay.
So, and it's usually cheaper to pay the registration than it is to pay the property tax.
Okay.
So, but it's your choice. You can register it or not. It only involves registered vehicles. So if I have a vehicle that's not registered,
okay,
and I'm working on that for 3 or 4 years, then it won't show up in the registration.
They're automatically not going to get flagged.
They're not going to get flagged.
Okay. Exactly. So what? Here's my next question, and this is Neil's loophole mind going here.
Yeah.
If you want it to stay registered for whatever reason, because it's cheaper than the property tax route, but you're not going to be driving it, what is the maximum amount of time that it can be a storage vehicle?
It's 12 months.
And, okay.
So every 12 months, you may need to let them know. You'll receive a notice at the end of 60 days if that VIN doesn't match that registration again.
Yeah.
You'll receive a notice. And then you'll just need to go online or email or fax in a registration. Now, one of the things that it's a little bit more sticky, and that is if you get pulled over without the vehicle being a registered vehicle, there are other fines that are assessed. Right now, we put a $75 fine if you want to re-register your car, say you waited till the fourth month, it's going to cost you $75 to re-register that car. In a lot of states, you lose
for the fine plus the registration fee.
Right. And you're going to have to show proof of insurance. But if you get pulled over by a state policeman and your car is not registered, you have some real problems. You'll have it could be as much as another $131 on top of that $75. So it's important that you don't drive a unregistered car and that you keep it insured. And then we were told in the testimony that if more people come on and are insured, our rates would go down overall.
Okay.
And we believe that. I had 7 attorneys testify with me on that bill that would happen. I've had 7 attorneys testify against me on other bills.
Mm-hmm. So a question, because the 2 month issue came up why you got to prove that you've at least purchased 2 months worth of insurance, right? Is that essentially
No, that's not it at all.
Okay.
Nope.
All right.
No. In fact, I had someone come on and say, well, I'm just going to buy insurance for 3 months, then I'm going to drop it after you match. Well, that won't work either because every 2 months, we are checking that match.
Okay.
Every month, DMV is checking that match. And at the end of 2 months, they will send out a notice that you're not insured. So we will catch those individuals that try to scam that system.
Okay, so the way it was presented in the media was really not accurate. It's just that you're just going to send out the notice after 2 months of it not being insured.
That's correct. You got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
The media.
It wasn't written that way.
Urgh!
Okay. I have a logistical question because that was really my thing, that I was worried that this was going to be a logistical nightmare. How many bad addresses do you think that you're going to end up having? What I mean by that is you're going to do all of this via the mail system. Mm-hmm. So you're going to send out a notice saying, hey, your car's not insured. How many bad addresses do you think you're going to be challenged with?
You know, we're going to have some, but we have several ways to check those addresses. I mean, we have many roles and properties that are there. So we're going to have some.
So you can do some cross-referencing there?
Okay. Yeah, we talked about that a lot. You wouldn't believe all the times we drafted this bill and that we went through every little nuance of it. They told me this was a part-time job, but it took probably 15 hours a day for 3 months to finish this bill off. It was a big lift.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, now that I've heard the full story straight from the horse's mouth, I mean, you know what I mean. I think hopefully it makes us all rest a little easier.
Yeah, I'm so grateful you had me come in. We wanted to clarify this with the public and make sure that everyone was on board. The important thing is that you get your car insured. It's not expensive to insure a car. It was interesting on Facebook. We had another person put on there that it was that this bill was coming up. We had 650 hits on that little Facebook blurb. Only 30 were against it. Okay. So I think the public really wanted this. If you've been hit by an uninsured motorist,
oh yeah,
you know how bad that is.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a problem. Representative Rod Furness joining us in studio this morning. Thanks, Rod.
Thanks.